Good morning. You're listening to KCAW on Raven Radio, and it's time for the Activities Report. I'm Tom Hess. I'm the sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel, and if the introduction sounds a little rushed today, a little hurried, it's because I've just been thrust in charge of the board with a minimal amount of training, but thank God we've got some people in here to talk me through this, and some people are good at what they do. That's the Mount Edgecombe High School wrestling team. I'm joined today. I have Cole Leobon. I have Colin Freitas, I have Pamela Bean, and I have Emery Johnson in the studio this morning. They just got done in Ketchikan. And Emery, how was Ketchikan?
I really enjoyed the trip. Last year, I also went on this trip, but I gotta say, this year, there was something different, and I had fun.
We were talking about this off-air. People love to say when they were talking about things off-air. We were talking about the Ketchikan trip, kind of a tumultuous past there in Ketchikan. Colin, what's your least favorite place to wrestle?
Well, last year I wrestled for Bethel High School, and that was a lot more different trips. So this year I like the Ketchikan trip a lot more than the Juno, and that's so far the only two I've been on.
Okay, and so my question now, shifting gears, Pamela, yes or no, the wrestlers are the hardest working athletes at Mount Edgecombe High School?
Yeah, I do believe that they are the hardest workers.
Cole, why are they the hardest working athletes at Mount Edgecombe?
I think they're the hardest working athletes at Mount Edgecombe because you have to learn a lot of things, and you got to work hard for what you want to do in wrestling, and you could probably apply those in everyday life.
Well, and you guys have like this immense physical strain while also having to be like semi-weight conscious. Like, you've got to get on a scale at some point. You've got a lot more. Nobody has to step on a scale before they shoot free throws, right? So what's the toughest thing in practice Coach Kimber makes you do, Cole?
The toughest thing that Coach Kimber makes us do so far in practice is we have to do buddy carries upstairs and sprint down a hallway and go down the stairs.
So are you carrying someone? Like, what's a... Emery jumped all over that. Emery couldn't answer fast enough. What's a buddy carry, Emery?
It's where you partner up with someone, like, within your weight class, and then they jump onto your back, and you run these stairs, and then you run down the hallway, and they jump off, and then you, like run towards the other side, and then just restart, and then just keep going, like...
What's the secret to picking a good buddy for the buddy carry, Colin? Like, are you limited by just you got to go with who's in your weight class, or are there enough people in your weight class that you can maybe get one that's a little bit more friendlier for going up the stairs?
So far, when I've been doing it, it's kind of whoever's last, because I'm really slow. And it last yesterday I grabbed someone that was right around my weight class for 170, and before that I was grabbing 220 pounders. First time I did it, it was like a 106 pounder, and I just had him on my back the entire time. It's a lot different. It's kind of who's ever around.
Cole, who's the heaviest person you've carried? Cole wrestles at 220, by the way, so he's carrying a lot of weight up the stairs. Who's the heaviest person you've carried on the buddy carry?
The heaviest person I've ever carried up the buddy carry is my friend Kobe. He's around the same weight as me, which is like 208, 206.
Is that as rough as it sounds?
The only reason I carry him up the stairs is because he's a little bit taller than me, and I guess that'll be a good fit for both of us.
Switching gears again. I've used switching gears now twice in the same interview. Looking at when I was in college, I had a friend who was an All-American champion, and one of the things he used to do was the week before a meet, he would take steps to ensure that he had bad breath of biblical proportions because he felt that he gave him an advantage in a match. So my question to you guys, do these things happen at the high school level in Alaska? Colin, have you ever encountered somebody whose breath was so foul or whose stench was so bad that you thought it was an intentional ploy to gain an upper hand on you?
I don't think breath was the worst thing I've ever experienced. B.O., though, I've had pretty bad opponents.
To the level that it felt like maybe somebody was doing it intentionally.
Yeah, like they planned it out probably that week, just no deodorant.
Does it actually work?
It really made it kind of awful to wrestle them.
Emery, does this happen in the girls' wrestling leagues too, or is this a Y chromosome exclusive behavior.
Well, the match I wrestled, one of the matches I wrestled this past weekend, one of the guys actually had really stink breath. And I didn't realize until after that, but I told Coach Christner, I was like, man, Coach, he really had some stink breath. He's like, well, maybe that's a secret weapon. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Pamela, do you want to get in on the stinky wrestler conversation? Do you have anything to contribute to the hygiene talk that's happening? Well, many people working through their breakfast right now, and you have what to say about wrestler hygiene?
It's kind of like I'd say like stinky on underarms would be like kind of worse, because like mostly when you're wrestling a tough person and you're all under them.
Okay. Well, I think nobody else wants to add anything more on this, because we can stay on this. I'm very interested in this topic, but we can move on. So you guys, Mount Edgecombe High School, boarding school, this is Mount Edgecombe wrestling team's in this morning. And boarding school, you guys come from all over the state. I like asking you guys where you come from, what it's like there. Pamela, where are you from? What's it like? And tell us where you're from and like top three things about your hometown.
Oh, I'm from Pilot Station, and it's on the part of the Lower Yukon River, and there's like the population is about 700, and
what's a loaf of bread cost in Pilot Station?
Probably like $7.
Ooh, Pilot Station. Cole, where are you from?
I'm from Anchorage, but my mom and dad are from different places in Alaska.
And what do you, I guess, coming from Anchorage, what's it like? Because many people at Mount Edgecombe are coming from smaller places to Sitka. You're kind of going the other direction, which happens for a few students at Edgecombe. What's the difference like coming to a smaller spot in Sitka from Anchorage?
Oh, well, there's less people, and I'm kind of shy, so I didn't really talk when I went to West Valley and Fairbanks. You know, a lot of people. It was a 4A school, and I didn't talk that much, but I like this place better because you can talk to a lot more people because it's smaller, and I just really like it because I think it suits me better than a 4A school where it's really big.
All right, Emery Johnson, where are you from? What can you tell us about it?
I'm from Bethel, but my parents are originally from, like, smaller places. Bethel has a population of, like, 7,000, kind of, so it's kind of, like, an easier, like, change or something.
Colin?
I'm also coming from Bethel, but my parents, like my dad grew up on Hawaii and my mom grew up in Kentucky, and I came to Bethel when I was 8 and just lived there ever since this year. I just moved here to Sitka. That's why I started dorming at Edgecombe.
Tell us about the differences between the wrestling cultures and the wrestling programs between Bethel and Mount Edgecombe.
Edgecombe was a lot more, I guess, strategic, I guess you could say. It was a lot more old school, honestly. It's kind of different coming from Bethel, where it's a lot more just work your hardest, and then we'll worry about the moves and stuff later, or you should already know the moves coming from junior high. It's kind of good, honestly, coming back to old, how to put a half Nelson in and how to shoot a double leg, because honestly, coming from Bethel, I didn't shoot a lot of double legs and stuff, all those original moves. I kind of did the fancier stuff. But yeah, it's a lot more different coming from Bethel.
All right. Well, time's winding down here. Couple of quick questions. Pamela, yes or no, someone on the team does an impression of Coach Kimber.
Probably. So far, I didn't see anybody do that.
All right. Well, that's something you guys will have to work on. Thanks so much for coming in this morning, you guys. I appreciate having you here. The Mount Edgecombe wrestling team, they'll be at Anchorage Christian School this weekend. We talked nothing about that. We'll get to that next time. Thanks for listening on the Activities Report here on KCAW.